news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, good morning, FM Talk 106.5, 6:05. Let's check in with Dr. Bill, and then we'll get traffic with Kane.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a scattered afternoon thunderstorm with temperatures in the low to mid-90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the low to mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
D.R. Ross Incorporated offers residential land clearing and commercial demolition services to its customers. Since 2000, they've served Mobile County and beyond, including Mississippi and Florida. Free estimates are available within a 75-mile radius of Mobile. Call D.R. Ross Incorporated at 251-298-4688 for lot clearing, land clearing, demolition, ponds, roads, or sediment and erosion control. D.R. Ross Incorporated looks forward to serving you. 251-298-4688.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, we've had a perfect start to the morning as Mobile Police Department state troopers are clear and light traffic so far across the Bayway, Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Ford. No problems there. And from the 65 split heading northbound to Pritchard to Saraland, you've had a good ride in. Summer's almost over, so now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa in Point Clear and enjoy the renovated guest rooms in the spa. Find out more at Grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
At 6:08, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Glad to have you along. Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and Kelly with headlines. Get to that in just 1 second. Heading for that high today around 92. Good news, Dalton, the heat index may not make 100.
Oh, good.
Might just be upper 90s.
So. Only double digits.
That's it. That's it. So, grab a sweater as you head out the door this morning.
It's been so hot.
Yeah.
Yesterday was so hot.
And it will do this for another month and a half. And then it will get a little less hot. Then it'll be hot. And then it'll get a little less hot. And then it'll be October.
I can't wait until October.
There's our forecast. We'll get more from Dr. Bill coming up at 6:35. Right now, let's check headlines with Kelly Finley.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. This morning, we now know the name of the man who drowned on Sunday near Perdido Pass. Orange Beach officials say that man from Jasper was the subject of a distress call around 6 p.m. 53-year-old Richard L. Coleman was found unresponsive when he was pulled from the water. CPR was administered at the site. He was then transported to South Baldwin Regional Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead. The investigation into what led to this tragic case of events is still ongoing. Here in Lower Alabama, we know that when it rains, it pours, and that stormwater can cause quite a bit of damage. And that's why the administration of Mayor Sandy Stimson is proposing a new stormwater management fee. According to the administration, the state legislature this year has authorized municipalities to collect stormwater fees. If this is approved, the Mobile fee will be collected by the Mobile County Revenue Commissioner. For residential properties, that fee will be $10 per year. For commercial space or commercial property, it will be half cent per square foot, up to a maximum of $3,000 per year. It will not override current property tax exemptions, and it will not apply to green fields or agriculture land. Mayor Sandy Simpson says, quote, "This funding will help us better protect our natural resources and create a cleaner, greener community." The measure is scheduled to be discussed today at the City Council meeting for the Mobile City Council. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 610 FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, that's one of the subjects I'm sure we'll talk about as we turn up your voice at the 8 o'clock hour with this city stormwater program. $10 dropping Hamilton's all over the fruited plain of the city of Mobile. Get your take on that coming up. News 5 on the way next.
Are you concerned about the uncertainty of the stock market, but you don't want to tie your money up into a long-term investment? This is Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne, Alabama. We have a new product that is market-like returns without any risk at all and is liquid. Call me, Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial, Daphne, for a complimentary consultation or to attend one of our free seminars, 625-1226, 625-1226. We guarantee you won't run out of money before you run out of life.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Crews with the Mobile Fire Department put out an overnight blaze on St. Meter Street. When firefighters arrived around 2:30 this morning, flames were shooting out of the back of the home. At this hour, we are not sure what sparked that fire or whether anyone was inside. The Baldwin County Sheriff's Office is sending a strong message to drug dealers after two big busts. Two men were arrested after they were caught with 8 grams of fentanyl. It's the county's first felony fentanyl arrest since a new state law went into effect in April. Deputies also arrested three people for possession of more than 70 grams of meth while responding to a report of shots being fired at Waterworld Drive.
You never know what a traffic stop is going to reveal. And you never know, a simple call of a warning shot fired at a camping site now has resulted in a huge drug arrest of three convicted felons.
For WKRG News 5 this morning, I'm Jessica Taloney.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or a corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jags.
War Eagle 2018 is sure to be exciting for the Auburn Tigers. Hi, this is Rod Bramlett, voice of the Tigers, inviting you and your business to be a part of this season's Auburn excitement. An Auburn Sports Partnership will let all Auburn and SEC fans know about your business and show support for the Tigers. Call Director of Sales Bill Roth for full details at 251-344-1065 extension 15 or just email bill at fmtalk1065.com. Auburn football starts soon, so get on board on your exclusive home for the Auburn Tigers in Mobile. FM Talk 106.5.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
It's 6:14 here on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Let's see here. Saturday, Bay Bears hosting Jake Peavy Appreciation Night. Celebrate one of Mobile's top homegrown athletes. Peavy was born in Mobile. Of course, he played high school ball at St. Paul's.
Go Saints.
Being, Oh, yeah. Do you know anybody who went to St. Paul's?
A couple of them.
Yes. Okay. Well, he was drafted by the San Diego Padres in the 1999 MLB draft. Then, as fate would have it, the Mobile Bay Bears were the AA farm team for the Padres at the time. So Peavy spent parts of 2001 and 2002 playing for the Bay Bears at Hank Aaron Stadium. He would go on to become a two-time World Series champion with the Boston Red Sox and the San Francisco Giants, a National League Cy Young Award winner and Triple Crown winner and three-time All-Star. This Saturday, Peavy will be on hand for a meet-and-greet from 6 p.m. to 6:40 before throwing out the first pitch against Pensacola at 7 p.m. Last night, the Bay Bears fell to the Birmingham Barons 6-4, dropping the final game in the five-game series. They'll get tonight off before beginning a five-game homestand tomorrow night. In the majors on Monday, Marwin Gonzalez hit a ninth-inning three-run homer to give the Houston Astros a 3-1 win over San Francisco.
Marwin hits one deep to left field. Back goes Hernandez, looking up, gone! The Astros down to their last out. Hit a three-run home run. Marwin Gonzalez.
Roberto Osuna was on the mound for Houston. He got his first win as an Astro. The New York Yankees shut out the Chicago White Sox 7-0. Javier Baez hit his 25th home run of the season as the Chicago Cubs beat Kansas City 3-1. The LA Angels beat Detroit 5-2. Arizona got the win over Philadelphia 3-2 in 14 innings. Miami beat St. Louis 2-1. Colorado shut out Pittsburgh 2-0. And the New York Mets beat Cincinnati 6-4. NASCAR CEO and Chairman Brian France was arrested on charges of aggravated driving while intoxicated and criminal possession of a controlled substance on Sunday night in New York. The police report says France was pulled over after failing to stop at a stop sign where he was found to be operating the vehicle in a, quote, intoxicated condition. He was also in possession of oxycodone pills. Aggravated driving while intoxicated in New York is charged when someone registers a blood alcohol content of 0.18% or higher. France is 56 years old. He's held the position of chairman and CEO of NASCAR since 2003. Yesterday, NASCAR announced that Jim France will take over as France takes a leave of absence. He'll take over as interim chairman. In college football news, the University of North Carolina suspended 13 football players for games this upcoming season after they were caught allegedly selling school-issued special edition Nike Jordan shoes. Nine players, including quarterback Chaz Surratt, have been suspended four games. Surratt's been competing for the Tar Heels' starting quarterback job alongside Nathan Elliott. Two players were suspended two games, and two players were suspended for only the opening game. UNC opens its season against the California Golden Bears on September the 1st. In NFL news, the Atlanta Falcons announced on Monday that they've agreed to terms with free safety Ricardo Allen on a three-year contract extension worth $19.5 million. Allen has started 45 games since being selected by Atlanta in the fifth round of the 2014 draft. He's made 212 tackles and six interceptions. And in some sad news, former Denver Broncos personnel director Tom Hekert passed away on Monday night at the age of 51, or he passed away on Sunday night. Hekert had been in the league since 1991, working as a scout for Miami and the general manager for Philadelphia and Cleveland before spending the final five seasons of his career in Denver. Hekert had battled an incurable protein disorder of the blood known as amyloidosis for several years. Hekert passed away at the age of 51. 6:18 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
The management and staff of OWA on the Foley Beach Express remind drivers to be aware that school zones will be areas of congested traffic. Stay alert. Be prepared to stop suddenly when driving where children are frequently found. Observe speed limits in school zones. Cooperate with safety personnel and school bus drivers. And always buckle up. Slow down. Keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and don't text while driving. This message provided by the management and staff of OWA on the Foley Beach Express. Community leaders taking part in the annual Back to School Safety Program.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a scattered afternoon thunderstorm with temperatures in the low to mid-90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the low to mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
So why do teenagers play high school sports?
My reason why is a sense of purpose.
My reason why is to inspire others.
One reason student-athletes seldom mention is to get an athletic scholarship. They know that only 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. So why do they play?
My reason why is friendship.
Tell us your reason using the hashtag MyReasonWhy.
This message presented by the NFHS and the Alabama High School Athletic Association.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
At 620, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday. Remember, online at FMTalk1065.com. Coming up, YouTube banning Alex Jones, other social media platforms purging voices from the right. Over the last few days, we'll give you details on that story right now. Let's check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, we've had a good ride from Daphne and Spanish Ford all the way across the Bayway in downtown through the tunnels from the 1065 split now towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. We're accident-free. No delays as you're traveling from 65 northbound from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. The Jags football team opens up the 2018 season at home on Saturday, September 1st versus LA Tech at 6 p.m. Order your tickets online at usajaguars.com today or call 4611-USA. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama. 622 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Speaking of podcasts of our show, this show, midday show, oh, I don't know, about 40 hours a week of live local content that we make unlive. Well, it's not The Living Dead, but it's recorded then as a podcast form available through our website and a bunch of other platforms.
Yeah, it's playable on demand there whenever you want to listen to it. Spotify, TuneIn now. You can listen to us not only streaming on TuneIn, but podcasts, iTunes, and Stitcher, and Spotify. Well, I already said Spotify, didn't I?
Yeah, well, you said it twice. That's good. You bookended.
Twice is nice.
Because Spotify, one of the platforms removing Alex Jones content. We'll talk about that in just a second. Now let's check headlines with Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Attorney General Jeff Sessions. He has been cleared of all charges by the Ashland United Methodist Church here in Mobile after he was accused by church members of child abuse for promoting a policy which separated immigrant children from their families when they are detained for illegal entry at the U.S. border. So why the complaint? Well, Sessions quoted the Bible, Romans 13, which calls for Christians to obey the law as his justification for the policy on separating immigrant families at the border. More than 600 people signed on to that complaint. The Reverend Deborah Bishop, a district superintendent in Mobile, dismissed the complaint, saying, quote, a political action is not personal conduct when the political officer is carrying out official policy. In this matter, Attorney General Jeff Sessions was carrying out the official policy of the president and or the United States Department of Justice. It was not an individual act. I believe this type of conduct is not covered by the chargeable offense provisions of the Book of Discipline of the United Methodist Church. A fatal accident claims the life of a pregnant woman, and alcohol may have been a factor. The victim was traveling on the Foley Beach Express on Monday when 57-year-old Deborah Estep hit them both head-on, going the wrong way. Foley police say alcohol is suspected and is being investigated by the department's Traffic Homicide Division. The names of the victims have not yet been released until the next of kin has been notified. Mom and her unborn baby were flown to Sacred Heart Hospital, but died due to the extent of their injuries. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 624 FM Talk 106.5. This segment of the show brought to you by the Original Oyster House and going on now through the end of the month, their sunset contest. Here's how you take a spectacular sunset pick at either location of the Original Oyster House at the foot of 59 in Gulf Shores. stores or on the Mobile Bay Causeway. Take it from inside the restaurant, just outside the restaurant. They could sunset over Little Lagoon for the Gulf Shores location, or maybe sunset over Mobile from the Causeway location. And then you post that picture up, facebook.com/originaloysterhouse with the hashtag OOHSunset. And then, well, you get ready to win. And make sure your friends know your post is up there, your picture. Make sure they like it on there. And then the powers that be will make their call. And the winner wins dinner for two up to a $50 value plus a tote bag full of Original Oyster House goodies. They're going to do that drawing at the end of this month. So snap that picture when you're out for dinner at either location of the Original Oyster House. Post it up, facebook.com/originaloysterhouse. 625, and controversy continues with social media platforms. They say the purge is on when it comes to certain people. Alex Jones was most in the spotlight yesterday. Here's Westwood One's Steve Kastenbaum to talk more.
He's currently being sued by relatives of the victims of the Sandy Hook shooting for his repeated claims that it was a hoax.
Quite frankly, I wish that the official story was true, because that's a lot less scary than them staging something like this.
But that's not what got him kicked off of social media. It started with Facebook. The company removed four pages associated with Alex Jones and his website InfoWars. They said it was due to repeated violations of Facebook's policies. Last week, Facebook removed four videos from those pages, saying they violated its hate speech and bullying policies. A statement from Facebook said the Alex Jones pages used dehumanizing language to describe people who are transgender, Muslim, and immigrants, which violates Facebook's hate speech policies. YouTube also removed many top channels associated with InfoWars, including the Alex Jones channel, which had 2.4 million subscribers and videos that were viewed over 1.5 billion times. Saying Apple doesn't tolerate hate speech, it removed five of InfoWars' podcasts from the iTunes app. Spotify also removed the podcasts. Alex Jones responded on his InfoWars website.
All I can say is we've been shadow banned for a year and a half. And quite frankly, it's only made us stronger when it comes to the core base of InfoWars listeners taking action. But it has not allowed us to reach a lot of new people. That's why you have to understand now that InfoWars is the most censored program in the world, because we know the truth and the Chi-Coms want us off the air.
Not surprisingly, Jones said he's being silenced because of a global conspiracy against him. He went on to beg his followers to continue supporting him by buying things from his affiliated sites. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
I'm sure they're really dominating the conversation in Beijing about what InfoWars is doing. The Chi-Coms are after him. Well, we'll talk more about this coming up after 8 o'clock, as it had a lot of people talking yesterday. And I got a question for you. If you could, then, if YouTube is going to do their censoring, they're going to censor conservative voices or what they call hate speech, which, you know, I don't think they're one and the same, but they seem to be lumped together in national media sites. Then who would you take off YouTube? If I gave you that. So on the text line or sidebar this morning, who would you take? I have my, can I put mine first?
Yeah, please.
PewDiePie.
Oh, man. I think you stole mine.
If there's a voice on YouTube that drives you nuts, for me, if you got kids, you may know who I'm talking about. PewDiePie. I would have banned him.
I'm going to have to think about it. I think I got a couple good ones.
All right. Coming right back.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. More students head back to class today. This morning is the first day of school for Saraland City Schools. Saraland schools are starting the year on a high note after the ranking website Niche gave Saraland the highest marks of all school systems in South Alabama. 15 states, including Alabama and Florida, have sided with Nevada as they fight drug companies for the right to use their products in lethal injections. Republican attorney generals from the 15 states have filed documents with the Nevada Supreme Court arguing that the claims of the drug company Alvagen, which does not want its drug used for executions, is part of a war on the death penalty. Happening today, we are expecting to learn new details about a deadly shooting that happened almost 4 months ago. A preliminary hearing is set for the suspect in the case, 34-year-old Elanesto Fox. A judge will determine if there is enough evidence for Fox's case to go to a grand jury. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature indoors. will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
There are thousands of Mobile and Baldwin County adults listening to Mobile's newest, boldest, freshest radio station. Hi, this is Rennie Brabner of the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. Why not make all of those listeners your customers? Let our advertising expertise in this station go to work for you. Just give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 19. I'd love to talk to you about an advertising plan for your local business on FM Talk 106.5.
New U.S. sanctions against Iran went into effect overnight, with President Trump tweeting this morning that any nations doing business with Iran will not be able to do business with the United States. But Nick Peyton Walsh reports from London that U.S. allies in Europe aren't necessarily stepping back.
They're also troubled if they continue doing business with Iran, that that may impact their business with the United States. Still, EU states have said they will do what they can to protect companies that, quote, want to do legitimate business with Iran.
The Mendocino Complex fire burning in Northern California is now the largest wildfire in the state's history. The two fires combined to form the Mendocino Complex have scorched more than 283,000 acres in three counties. Eight people remain in the hospital this morning, and a couple of zoo animals are dead after a hailstorm hammered Colorado Springs. Softball-sized hail did major damage to Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, which is now closed. German police say part of a terminal at Frankfurt Airport is being evacuated. They don't immediately offer a reason. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now, brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Banks eased their lending standards to businesses in the spring while tightening them on real estate loans and credit card applications. The Fed says banks are reporting easing their standards for larger firms with more than $50 million in annual revenue. Banks' most cited reason for easing credit conditions to businesses was more aggressive competition from other lenders, followed by a more favorable or less uncertain economic outlook. A federal judge has backed South Carolina lawmakers who cut SCANA Corporation's electricity rates over a failed nuclear project, a setback for the utility company and its planned merger with Dominion Energy. The 15% rate cut, retroactive to April, can start showing up on South Carolina electric and gas bills starting today. Shares of Danish jewelry maker Pandora, the world's largest by production volume, plummeted to their lowest level in more than 4 years after the company issued a profit warning and said it would cut staff. Shares of Pandora, known for the charm bracelets, are down 19% in European trading. And that's Your Money Now.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with four powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
You've been through a lot lately, an unforgiving economy that's impacted you both financially and emotionally. At UBS, we understand how you feel. UBS financial advisor Drew Wing can tap into the global resources of UBS and advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. And while Drew has a unique global perspective, he also has a local presence right here in Mobile. You can count on Drew to give you the face-to-face attention you deserve, answer your questions, provide clear direction, and offer advice that's relevant and trustworthy. Global perspective, local presence, protection. Call UBS financial advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. So call 251-510-0748 today. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 1065, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Well, okay, so I watched it yesterday, as you said, get ready for a heat index of over 100 degrees. We hit that right about noon as I watched it yesterday, and then rise up to like 102. It was a, even for August, it was a hot one yesterday.
Yeah, we're going to do better than that today.
Oh, no.
Up around 105 for the heat index.
Mm.
And the actual temperature should be around 94 to 95 degrees today. There might be a little bit of relief in the afternoon with a few thunderstorms around. But for the most part, it should be mostly sunny. So just prepare for another hot day and not much of a breeze, just a light wind out of the north this morning and then around the south this afternoon. Now, tonight, there's the possibility of an isolated thunderstorm or two lasting into the evening. The low tonight will mainly be in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, another day of plenty of sunshine and only a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. And the highs tomorrow will be in the low to mid-90s, and the heat index again up around 105. The rest of the week, plenty of sunshine for Thursday, just a few widely scattered afternoon thunderstorms, highs in the low 90s. And then Friday and Saturday, a very good chance for thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. And the reason for that, weather front, cold front will be coming into Alabama and then stall, of course, the northern and central counties. And that along with an upper air system, is just enough to set off the thunderstorms during the afternoon. So quite a bit of those around on Friday. We'll still get into the low 90s. And then on Saturday, upper 80s to around 90. Again, a very good chance for thunderstorm activity. Sunday looks like the better day for the weekend with partly cloudy skies, a few afternoon thunderstorms, and a high in the lower 90s.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics?
Well, right now there's a system trying to form right out of the middle of the Atlantic, and it looks like now it may have a chance of developing into a tropical or subtropical system. No threat to any land area. If it does develop, it'll take off to the northeast, and that's good there. Also watching some thunderstorms finally developing in the Atlantic about midway between the Caribbean and the African coast. This has been a kind of hostile environment for any kind of development. So we'll just see what happens. But right now, there is sort of a core of thunderstorms out there. It's quiet in the Caribbean and also quiet across the Gulf.
Okay, so the things you've been telling us about the Atlantic that have been the decision maker in having a slow or less than active hurricane season have been the water temperature, but also you mentioned hostile environment. Is that shear or what's happening there?
Yeah, there's wind shear, and right now across the Caribbean and the Gulf, even the winds aloft are fairly strong for any kind of tropical development. And then, as I mentioned, the waters out in the far eastern Atlantic are below normal in temperature. That's why I mentioned that those thunderstorms that we're watching, we'll just have to see if they are able to withstand and move on to the west and get out of that region of cool temperatures.
All right. Well, hopefully it stays a hostile environment for tropical development. I like this hostility. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. I remember his forecast, of course, throughout the day, throughout the night, and tropical weather updates throughout hurricane season right here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. I was looking at the bottom of the hour news was talking about this Mendocino Complex fire out in California, now the biggest wildfire in California history, 283,000 acres. So to put that into perspective here, Mobile County, we'll convert from square miles. Mobile County is about 1,052,000 acres.
Mm.
Okay, that's about the acreage of the county.
So it's like a fifth,
yes.
Right around a fifth of Mobile County.
So picture
that this thing is
right. So that's how I mean to help me picture. Now, obviously, the fire is not a complete circle or a rectangle or anything like that. But if you pictured, cut a fifth of the county would be on fire.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I kept checking in yesterday because I think yesterday morning it was seventh or sixth biggest in California
mm-hmm.
history, and then by midday it was the fourth biggest, and then by the time I was home getting ready for bed, second biggest in California, right? That's just
yes.
amazing. It just kept growing and growing yesterday past the fires that had been the biggest in California history.
So we'll keep our eyes on this. Obviously, a big deal with right now, it doesn't look like any weather to break to help them. I mean, you got two things. You need moisture and you need the winds to die, and looks like very little moisture and the Santa Ana winds blowing that caused those fires to build and build and build. Once again, I mean, we've got issues out there that I think you're always going to have fires in that kind of environment, but could be mitigated if they let some fires burn. All right. You mentioned also that I talked about the Alex Jones story
mm-hmm.
and the banning going on of from Facebook, and then yesterday YouTube talking about taking all the Alex Jones content on.
Yeah, Spotify, Apple.
Yep.
Apple was the last to finally, I guess, take him off of iTunes podcasts.
And so looking through the text here, and I saw the, I forget her name. I'll get this. What about the girl? At the New York Times, I'd probably say woman, but at the New York Times, it's bashing white people. Oh, don't worry, she's not only bashing white people, she's bashing white women,
mm-hmm.
All kind of, the editorial staff member there.
Yeah, okay? That they just recently hired.
Right, so if she was on YouTube, this unnamed texter would ban her, and then I mentioned I would ban PewDiePie.
That's just so you could, walk around your house without having to hear him, right?
Oh, my gosh, this thing on whatever that PewDiePie thing is. On that, and then you suggested your if you could ban somebody from YouTube, mm-hmm. it would be whom?
Yeah, well, I've got a few, but
okay.
Probably the number one at the top of my list. Do you remember Psy? Psy from a few years ago, the biggest pop sensation in the world?
You mean South Korean superstar Psy?
That one.
Oppan Gangnam Style. That guy?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
No
that.
More.
So you would take your vote if you're going to ban somebody from YouTube, and it would be Psy.
Yeah, I think my vote would have to go towards Psy. There's a couple. I'll let you know some more
okay.
of the other ones that
yeah,
I'm
throughout
tired
the morning,
too.
We'll get your continuing votes on who you would remove from YouTube if you had the power of the edit. 6:42. We'll be right back.
Hey, Mr. World here, about to experience one of the world's fastest fighter jets. It reminds me of Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses, because their in-store labs can help you get your glasses super fast. Like, same-day fast. Wear them home today fast. Oh, better pack a parachute fast.
Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses. Come get two pairs for $78. Visit eyeglassworld.com for store locations and offer details.
Good morning, everyone, for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Accident-free conditions continue. Smooth ride across the Bayway and the Causeway from Tillman's Corner at Theodore Highway 90. No problem. Schillinger and 3 Knots. Some radar there. Also, a nice ride from Dolphin, Spring Hill, and Airport in 65. Jubilee Roofing, a name you can trust, has been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs from small repairs to larger, more complex jobs. Call 776-1006 and see them at JubileeRoofing.com. I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, thanks, Kane. 643 FM Talk 106.5. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Financial news which may impact you as Wells Fargo. Now admitting they calculated incorrectly and that misstep may have led to the unnecessary foreclosure of as many as 400 homes. The mistake included attorney's fees and a formula which determined if homeowners qualified for federally backed assistance programs. That mistake led to 625 customers being incorrectly denied loan modifications, with 400 of them having their homes foreclosed upon. The homeowners impacted by the error were in the foreclosure process between April 13, 2010 and October 20, 2015. According to financial filings submitted last week, Wells Fargo has set aside $8 million to take care of the customers' losses, a figure that equals about $20,000 per customer. Spokesperson for the bank says, quote, there's not a clear direct cause and effect relationship between the modification and denials and foreclosures, and that they were very sorry this error had occurred. The Super Soaker being applauded and the mobile genius behind the fun is being recognized in a new video series from A&E Networks and Reddit. Mobile native Lonnie Johnson, who created the Super Soaker water gun in his, quote, spare time as a NASA engineer, will be highlighted this week. Johnson is perhaps the only man in the world in the Toy Hall of Fame and recognized by Popular Mechanics for having developed one of the top 10 new world-changing innovations, as according to AL.com. Using the capital from his toy innovations, Johnson has spent years working on solid-state battery technology and his thermo-electrochemical converter system, known as the JTEC. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Kingen's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingen's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Crews with the Mobile Fire Department put out an overnight blaze on St. Meter Street. When firefighters arrived around 2:30 this morning, flames were shooting out of the back of the home. At this hour, we are not sure what sparked that fire or whether anyone was inside. The Baldwin County Sheriff's Office is sending a strong message to drug dealers after two big busts. Two men were arrested after they were caught with 8 grams of fentanyl. It's the county's first felony fentanyl arrest since a new state law went into effect in April. Deputies also arrested 3 people for possession of more than 70 grams of meth while responding to a report of shots being fired at Waterworld Drive.
You never know what a traffic stop is going to reveal. And you never know, a simple call of a warning shot fired at a camping site now has resulted in a huge drug arrest of 3 convicted felons.
For WKRG News 5 this morning, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Leaders in community affairs, the officers and staff of Community Bank says autumn leaves and children's joys can be shattered by one thoughtless driver. Now that children are back in school, motorists must be mindful when approaching school zones. Always keep your eyes on the road and never text while while driving. Stay alert, drive carefully, and have a safe school year. This message brought to you by the officers and staff of Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, taking part in the annual Back to School Safety Program.
Good morning, 6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Birmingham Barons 6-4 Monday night. Barons took an early lead, and the Bay Bears actually tied the game at 3 in the 7th inning before Birmingham pulled away in the final 2.5 innings. Tonight, Mobile will take a night off before beginning a 5-game homestand against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, starting Wednesday night at 6:35. Then on Saturday, the Bay Bears are hosting Jake Peavy Appreciation Night to celebrate one of Mobile's top homegrown athletes. Peavy was born in Mobile, played high school ball at St. Paul's before being drafted by the San Diego Padres in the 1999 MLB draft. As fate would have it, the Mobile Bay Bears were the AA farm team for the Padres at the time, so Peavy spent parts of 2001 and 2002 playing at Hank Aaron Stadium. He would go on to become a 2-time World Series champion with the Boston Red Sox and San Francisco Giants, a National League Cy Young Award and Triple Crown winner, and a 3-time All-Star. This Saturday, Peavy will be on hand for a meet-and-greet from 6 p.m. to 6:40 before throwing out the first pitch against Pensacola at 7 p.m. In the majors on Monday, Marwin Gonzalez hit a 9th-inning 3-run homer to give the Houston Astros a 3-1 win over San Francisco.
Marwin hits one deep to left field. Back goes Hernandez, looking up, gone! The Astros down to their last out! Hit a 3-run home run! Gonzalez.
Roberto Osuna picking up his first win as an Astro on the mound last night. The New York Yankees shut out the Chicago White Sox 7-0. Javier Baez hit his 25th home run of the season as the Chicago Cubs beat Kansas City 3-1. The LA Angels got past Detroit 5-2. Arizona beat Philadelphia 3-2 in 14 innings. Miami got the win over St. Louis 2-1. Colorado shut out Pittsburgh 2-0. And the New York Mets beat Cincinnati 6-4. NASCAR CEO and Chairman Brian France was arrested on charges of aggravated driving while intoxicated and criminal possession of a controlled substance on Sunday night in New York. The police report says France was pulled over after failing to stop at a stop sign where he was found to be operating the vehicle in an, quote, intoxicated condition. He was also in possession of oxycodone pills. Aggravated driving while intoxicated in New York is charged when someone registers a blood alcohol content of 0.18% or higher. France is 56 years old and has held the position of chairman and CEO of NASCAR since 2003. NASCAR announced Monday that France will take a leave of absence and that his uncle Jim France will fill in as the interim chairman. In college football news, the University of North Carolina suspended 13 football players for games this upcoming season after they were caught allegedly selling school-issued special edition Nike Jordan shoes. Can't do that. 9 players, including quarterback Chaz Surratt, have been suspended for 4 games. Surratt's been competing for the Tar Heels' starting quarterback job alongside Nathan Elliott. 2 players were suspended 2 games, and 2 more players suspended for only the opening game. That opening game is on September the 1st when UNC opens its season against the California Golden Bears. In NFL news, the Atlanta Falcons announced Monday that they've agreed to terms with free safety Ricardo Allen on a 3-year contract extension worth $19.5 million. Allen has started 45 games since being selected by Atlanta in the 5th round of the 2014 draft. He's made 212 tackles and 6 interceptions. 6:52 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Okay. I know you can't sell the shoes, but what if you had more shoes than you could use?
Mm-hmm.
Could you gift those shoes? Can you gift those shoes to a friend?
Gift the shoes to a friend? Yeah. I think that you can, yes.
Okay, and what if that friend had more money than they could use, and they gifted you that money?
Maybe they drop it on the sidewalk as they walk away?
Right.
And you just forget to let them know
they
dropped the money?
That's right, you're holding it for them till another time.
Or what if they work in a restaurant around town, and you maybe leave the shoes by your table, and they just don't tell anybody you forgot to pay the check?
See, I mean, these are just questions I have. Sorry, getting the nuance of this.
It's messed up. I mean, you could talk about this for hours, but to not allow them to sell their shoes, something's wrong with that.
That's right. Of course, that's an unpopular opinion. We'll talk about that more coming up after 8 o'clock when we turn up your voice at 343-0106.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way.
a duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. We've had accident-free conditions so far this morning and a nice ride across the Bayway, the Causeway from the 65 split and heading up towards Chickasaw and Saraland. In Baldwin County, no problems for Fairhope and Daphne, Loxley, the Baldwin Beach Express. Fully in the Gulf Shores, we've had a good start on our Tuesday morning. The 21st Annual Dolphin Street Beer Festival taking place Saturday, August 25th in downtown Mobile. Over 80 different beer tastings at 30 different venues, all within a few city blocks of each other. Find Dolphin Street Beer Festival on Facebook and at BeerFestMobile.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the low to mid-90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the low to mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 654 FM Talk 106.5. Heat index over 100 again today, says Dr. Bill. More with our staff meteorologist coming up right now. Let's check headlines with Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Controversial radio host Alex Jones making his own headlines this morning now that Facebook and Apple have both removed his content online. His pages were removed from Facebook for, quote, repeatedly posting content over the past several days that breaks community standards. All four pages have been unpublished for repeated violations of community standards and accumulating too many strikes. The four pages were Alex Jones' channel page, the Alex Jones page, the InfoWars page, and InfoWars nightly news page. Jones himself has been placed on a 30-day block for his role in posting that content. The post celebrated violence while others, using language highly disrespectful against transgenders and Muslims and immigrants. Jones is able, though, to appeal the ban, but if he does not or those efforts fail, the pages will be removed permanently. Pages have more than 2.5 million followers. The Facebook ban comes after Apple, YouTube, and Spotify removed his podcasts and videos from their respective platforms. If you love great music, a great show, and Bob Dylan, he is coming to Mobile. He'll be performing at the Mobile Sanger Theater. The show will take place October the 17th. Tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. this Friday, August the 10th. Prices range from $59.50 to $119.50. Those tickets available via Ticketmaster. The concert's called Bob Dylan and His Band. He'll also play in Huntsville as well. All of this is great news if you missed him 2 years ago when he came to the Port City. For more information on tour date listings, go to bobdylan.com. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. I was saying this yesterday. When I saw him 20-something years ago or more, I was like, well, this is my last chance to see Bob Dylan. Yeah, well, guess what? The band's like the Energizer Bunny. Keeps on going.
Man.
It's going to be a cool show. By the way, we continue our very, very unscientific polling when it comes to things you may want to remove from YouTube. Of course, this stemming off social media platforms like Facebook and repositories for podcasts like Spotify and YouTube banning Alex Jones yesterday. And I suggested if we're going to start banning things from YouTube, I would like the PewDiePie guy to be banned. You mentioned Psy.
Right.
South Korean pop star Psy to be banned.
Yeah, remember he set all those records just a few years ago for the most streams.
Yes, unfortunately.
I have a couple more. Okay. And this one might apply to me only as a radio guy who's always looking for audio to grab for the show.
Uh-huh.
You know when you click on a video and you expect it to be the news story that you're looking for, and it ends up being
the guy talking about the news story?
No, even worse, where they write it out on the screen, so you have to read.
Yes.
They put the article in a YouTube video, and you end up reading. I didn't go to YouTube to read. I came on to watch a news video. Those really frustrate me.
Good point. All right. We got some more of those on our list coming up. Things that you think need to go away from YouTube. If we're banning things from YouTube, what would you choose? You could hit us up on the text line 343-0106. Check in with News 5 right now.